Let us pray. Holy Spirit of God, anoint us. Anoint us and open our eyes that we may see your glory in our midst. And that you would set our hearts on fire with love for you. This we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please sit down? I wonder if you heard the story about the bishop who arrived at the parish church ready to preach the special sermon he'd been invited to preach some time ago in front of many local dignitaries. And the vicar, knowing the bishop had a reputation for being rather long-winded, was determined to head him off and to give him a very strong hint as to the kind of length of the sermon he was expecting. So as the bishop arrived, the vicar was at the front door of the church and he greeted him and he said how lovely it was to see him, and he took him firmly by the elbow and steered him towards the vestry. And as he went, he said to him, "Bishop, it's so good to see you this morning and we're so looking forward to hearing your sermon. Can I ask what it is you think you might be preaching to us about?" The bishop was just thrilled that yet somebody else was looking forward to what he might be preaching about in his sermon. So he said, "Yes," he said, "I thought I might speak about the milk of human kindness." "Wonderful," said the vicar, and then through clenched teeth, "condensed, I hope." We'll see what we can do. It is so good to be here at St. Nick's this morning, and thank you so much for your welcome. We are standing on holy ground. Not just because this is a church of God, but because the Spirit is with us, and because you, who are about to be baptized and confirmed, are about to let him into the whole of your life and to make a public commitment to following him as a disciple. And that's a pretty big deal. And I'm sure you've thought about it all very carefully. But all the same, in a few moments' time, I'm going to be asking you, are you ready? Are you ready with your own heart and from your own mouth to profess your faith in Jesus Christ? And you will say, and the answer's in the service book, so don't worry, you'll say, "I am." And that will be the right answer. Because, well, of course, you've done a confirmation course, haven't you? But as you've done it, I'm sure you become more and more aware that you are about to set out on a journey of faith that will last you a lifetime. You'll always be finding there's more to learn about who God is and what God has in store for you in your life. This morning is not about how much you know in your mind. This morning isn't about how much Bible knowledge you've got at this point in time. It's not about whether or not you can articulate a theology of the atonement. And it's not about whether or not you know enough about the Church of England to be confirmed either. There's always more to learn about God. And if there wasn't, well, God wouldn't be God, would he? It's a lifelong journey. Learning to follow him with the whole of your life. All of your life, your work life, your home life, your leisure life, whether you're with friends and colleagues, and even when you think that nobody else is watching. And St. Paul says it takes discipline to live like this. And he says to get ready for this life, we need to be as ready as an athlete is ready for a race or a soldier is dressed for battle. And he's right. Because the Christian life is about, it's about the long haul. It requires discipline. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And it can sometimes feel like a battle too. A battle against the powers and authorities of this present world. And Jesus says that following him demands absolutely everything. In one place in Luke's gospel, he says that you should only follow if you thought it through, like the man who sat down to consider the cost before he built the tower. And here in this gospel passage we just heard, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a great feast, and God sends out invitations, but people make excuses and don't come. So he invites everybody in who was invited, who wasn't invited before. His generosity is massive, and he's invited you to be part of this great banquet. So whilst intellectually you may never be quite ready, because there's always more to learn, more to see, more to understand, this really is a matter of the heart. And when I ask you that question in a few moments' time, are you ready? I'd like you to hear it as if I'm saying, is your heart full to overflowing? Are you ready? Are you ready with your own heart and with your, from your own mouth to affirm your faith in Jesus Christ? Are you ready as Peter was ready? So ready, in fact, that he tried to walk across the sea in the storm to get to Jesus in the other boat. So ready that when he was with him on the Mount of the Transfiguration, he wanted to build 3 booths so he could stay there with Jesus. Just them, a few of them together, exclusively, forever. And he was so ready in that moment after the resurrection, when they'd gone back fishing and they recognized Jesus on the shore, that he wanted to leap into the water and get to him as soon as he could to eat with him again. Because his heart was full to overflowing. And he would do anything to show his Lord how much he loved him. There are other ways of being ready too, of course. Saul was ready, wasn't he? But he was ready to persecute the church because his heart was full of hatred. Although secretly, I think that actually deep down, even then, he was terrified that the people he was persecuting were actually onto something, that they were right. But God took all of that hatred and used it to bring Saul to his knees on the Damascus Road and make him ready to build his church. Because by then, Saul's heart was full of love for the risen Lord, and he changed his name to Paul. So while in your head you may feel, I'm never going to be ready for this, or only as ready as I can ever be, Bishop, what God longs for, what he wants, what I'm going to ask you is your heart ready? Is it ready to burn with love for him? Don't worry if it doesn't feel as if it's burning in this very moment. And don't worry if, when it does start to burn with love for him, it fades. That's perfectly natural. And God never, ever takes us by storm. He always, in my experience, comes gently and respectfully and gradually. And he just simply wants to be let in. When I lived in Ethiopia, we got very close to the Orthodox Church. The Orthodox Church there is very big. And many people there live in little compounds. And if you're rich, you often have people sitting at the gate waiting for you to come out of the house so they could ask you for money. And the Orthodox in Ethiopia say that Jesus is like the beggar sitting at your gate, longing to be let in, to be let in here. And you know, he understands that sometimes we feel a bit unworthy. And sometimes we feel a bit reluctant about that. Actually, none of us is ever worthy enough for this. It's all about grace, the grace of God. And the Bible is full of people who did not understand and who hesitated and were reluctant because they just couldn't believe that God could possibly use them. Moses hesitated before going down to Egypt to address the most powerful man in the world. Jeremiah said just plainly, I'm not worthy. And Isaiah said, Lord, I'm only a child. Spent 9 years in Ethiopia before coming here to be Bishop of Reading. I don't mind admitting that I was anxious before we went out there. I went thinking it would be 3 years. It turned into 9. And if I'd known when I was confirmed at the age of 12 and first felt God calling me to ordination, if I knew then that eventually he would make me a bishop, I would never have got up out of my seat and come and stood at the front and kneel before him. God takes our unworthiness and our hesitation and God transforms it into something extraordinary and totally unexpected and utterly beautiful for him. And I'm sure that you will all go on to do something extraordinary and beautiful and important for him. So if in your head you only feel that you're as ready as you'll ever be, all I need to know is, are you ready in your heart? Because I know that God will do the rest. By his Spirit, you will grow, and you will change, and you will mature as Christians as you follow him. And the really amazing thing is that every Sunday we come together, he calls us again to follow him as we listen to the scriptures, and he tests to see if we are ready for the next thing that he's got in store for us to do. So are you ready to hear his voice, to obey his will, to leave selfish pursuit of gain behind and take that leap of faith to trust in his promises? And the only answer I or we or he needs to hear is, I am. And he will do the rest. Trust us. We know this is true, because it's true for us too. Every day there is something new he calls us on to do. And we pray that this will be true for you as well. May God love you and bless you, strengthen you and protect you in this great journey of faith you're about to step out onto. Amen.